As we complete our series of shiurim on the melacha of makba patish, and as we've discussed in our shiurim, this melacha is a melacha that is somewhat complicated, both because the need to define exactly what is makba patish, coupled with the fact that we need to also find the different halachas, since there is no specific siman that speaks about the halachas of makba patish shulchan aruch. We will, be'ezra Hashem yisbarach, attempt to discuss some other shaylas that come up and determine if they are or aren't in the category of makba patish. One halacha is the halacha of a hat. If someone's hat was sat on or got smashed, and now the question is, may they be repaired on Shabbos? Is that considered tikkun mono? So the Paiskim say that wherever what we're doing is just to bring it back to a state where it was. For example, over here, the hat got smashed and you just want to straighten it out. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shalos HaTshuva Smicha Shlomo, Chelek Bei Simen Lamed Hei, Oist HaZayin, and I saw that he says the same, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi. Since all you're doing is bringing it back to its original tzura, to its original form, it's mutter. There are Paiskim that want to differentiate between a hat made out of a soft material versus a hat made out of a hard material. That a hat made out of soft material is much easier to be makel than a hat made out of a hard material, because there what you're doing is much more of an act of tikkun. But it seems that most paiskim don't accept this distinction, and their opinion is that under all circumstances, a hat, if it was smashed, may be brought back to its original form. Another question that I saw the Paiskim discuss is if one is using a thermometer on Shabbos. Now, it's important to point out that using a thermometer on Shabbos carries with it an interesting question, and that is the halacha is that medida is asur on Shabbos. But we're speaking about a situation where medida is permitted, either because we have somebody who's a chayla, who's sick and needs to have his temperature taken, or we're referring to, the Paiskim discuss in different situations, a situation where somebody needs to take the temperature in order to get pregnant or to avoid getting pregnant. And the question that's discussed is by shaking the thermometer down to where it will be effective to be able to take the temperature, is a mutter or not? Is that considered tikkun mono? And certainly we remember the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam's opinion is that the definition of tikkun mono is a maisa uman. And certainly shaking a thermometer down would not be considered a maisa uman. And therefore, certainly according to Rambam's definition of a maisa uman, it would be considered mutter. But if we follow the opinion of the Rashi and Tosfos, that's considered a gemar melacha. So the question here is, may one shake down a thermometer on Shabbos? So the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Aleph Sif Beis, discusses the Shailam, and he says that shaking down a thermometer on Shabbos, he's concerned, is considered a makba patish, because you're making it into a keli when you shake it down. It's interesting to note, however, that I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Oz Nidbru, also Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Beis, has this discussion, if one may shake down a thermometer, and he says that the thermometer is a thermometer anyway, but whether you shake it down or whether you don't shake it down. And therefore, since you're not changing anything in the keli itself, you're just shaking it up or down, he compares it to opening and closing a door. And just like certainly one may open or close a door on Shabbos, so too he says one would be allowed to shake down a thermometer on Shabbos. Another question that I saw the Paiskim discuss. So certainly, if possible, one should always try to have the thermometer prepared before Shabbos. He knows that he may need to use this thermometer on Shabbos. But if the thermometer wasn't shaken down before Shabbos, just like the Tzor Chayla, we're allowed to use the thermometer, one would be allowed to shake down the thermometer as well. Another question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is if a zipper gets caught in a piece of thread or gets caught into you zipper, is the halacha, are you allowed to take out that, are you allowed to take out the thread? And I saw that the Paiskim, that the Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shulchan Shlomo, Simen Shin Yudalet Ois Vav, says that it's mutter. He says it's no different than if something got caught in your baget, a baget that was already worn, that we discussed in previous shiurim, that you're not making it into a baget with this act. And since you're not making it into a baget with this act, the halacha is that it would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sif Ches discusses the following issue. Safsel Shanishmat Echad Miraglav, if you have a chair that one of its legs fell out, Osel Lachzir L'Mekoymai, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to replace it because you're considered Tikkun Mona. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not only may you not replace it, but you're not allowed to even put it back in a way that it's still not firm, because we're concerned that you may fix it properly. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, L'anich oyset sar ha-shamet al-safsel acher, but to put it on a different chair just to support it, yesh mi shahach mel eser, that those that say that even that is osur. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because there were those that were concerned that you may come, if you're going to support it with another chair, you may come to fix it. And therefore, the question that comes up is different types of carriages on Shabbos. What happens if a wheel falls off from that carriage or a screw falls out? So the Paiskim say, and the Shmiru Shabbos Kolchosoi discusses these halachas in Perik Chav Ches, Sif Mem Dalet, Sif Mem Hey, Sif Mem Vov. And the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi says that in such a situation where it fell out, certainly one may not repair it. And not only may not one repair it, one is not allowed to even move that carriage, because by moving that carriage, you may come to repair it, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch. But then he discusses that there are baby carriages that could be have different uses. They could be used for a child to sit in, and they could be used for a child to lay in. And the question is, can you change the position of the carriage by moving a screw? So he says that it's also. He says that repairing the carriage by having to remove a screw, that is usur. But on the other hand, if all that's involved is just taking out, just moving it up or down, it doesn't involve taking out a screw, that he says is mutter. Which I saw is similar to another interesting shaila. Many people have shtenders in their home or in shul that have like a screw that you could raise the level of the platform or make it lower. And what is the halacha? Can one pick it up or bring it down on Shabbos? Most poskim are makel. That's similar to the question that we just discussed, where you're not really changing, you're not really doing anything permanent, you're not taking in, putting out a screw, all you're doing is raising it or lowering it, and therefore it would be mutter. I did, however, see that the Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Tes Simen Lamed Ches wants to say it's Asur, because he says sometimes you bring the shtender to a certain height, and you're going to leave it long-term at that height, and that is considered much more similar to doing a malacha when you're going to leave it that way for a very long time. The final shaila we're going to discuss in the shaila of Makba Patish is the question of watches on Shabbos. What may or may not be done in terms of winding a watch or doing something with a watch, wearing a watch, etc. So actually, if we look in the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Shim Lamed Ches Sif Tezvav, he takes a very strict opinion regarding winding watches. He says, certainly, when the watch is stopped, yesh b'zeh issa Torah, the l'chama paiskim, there may be an issa deraisa of winding it to make it work, to have a b'chlal tikkun mana. But the Mishnah Brura goes a step further. Ella afilu b'oida hoylich, even as is it's still usable, asur gamkein lishkoil, you're not allowed to wind it. Oy, b'chutashnor chutam moshech al gagolim, a watch to wind the winding thing, the winding piece. Shlayifsek hiluchay, where your entire purpose is just that it should not stop going. Im loy letzarech choyla tzarech lekach, unless you need it for a tchoyla, yesh lahata laricha ba'oida hoylech, im b'koshi lemtza eni yehudi lezeh. So Mr. Brewer is saying that when the watch stopped, there's no heter under any circumstances to wind it. And when it's still going, one shouldn't wind it unless you have a chayla. And then he says, Vayidei eni Yehudi yesh lahata laricha letzarech chayla afil k'shenifse kiluchay. If you're able to find an akum to wind it, then he says that you can wind it even when it stopped altogether. Says the Mishnah Brura, he concludes, V'dah, the oisin mayrishas, watches, shiragul apam kish oimid, v'nifsik meluchay, humananei b'mixis, v'hoizel leluchay, tzarech lizar shleilanei b'shabbos. He's saying that sometimes, and this is known as the automatic watches, that the automatic watches, when one should be careful, the automatic watches, he says, could start moving just by you moving them. You don't have to wind them, just the wheels get wound by you moving the watch. He says you have to be careful with such a watch not to move it on Shabbos, because by moving it on Shabbos, you cause it to go. And it's not exactly clear what is the Mishnah Brura speaking about. Is the Mishnah Brura here speaking about that you're not allowed to wear an automatic watch even while it's going? Or is the Mishnah Brura referring here to a situation that your automatic watch has stopped, and if you'll pick it up, you'll make it go? And this is a very, very complicated shaila, and let's discuss it for a moment. Regarding a watch that stopped, and you need to wind it, although there are poskim that are makel, Most poskim take the opinion that one should be machmer. The Chai Adam is very strict. The Chai Adam in Klal Memdalid Simin Yotes says that winding a watch that has stopped, he says, involves an Issa Deraisa, a Makba Patish of Tikkun Mono. And his reasoning is based on a Gemara, Rashi, and Masechta Erevin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that if in the kinar that was played with on Shabbos, one of the threads, one of the strings broke, and you now try to wind it, that it should be now usable, that is considered Tikkun Keli, it's considered Tikkun Mono. So he says, similarly, when you take a watch that is stopped and you wind it, you're over the Isser of Tikkun Mono. I do have to say that I saw two tshuvas that question the reasoning of the Chaya Adam. I saw a tshuva, and the Shailos of Tshuvas, Chelik Sefer Beis Ovi, Shailos of Tshuvas Beis Ovi, Chelik Shlishi, Simen Menvov, where he says you can't necessarily compare a watch that stops to the kinor that had one of its strings broken. He explains that a kinor that has one of its strings broken is no longer a kinor, because what could you do with a harp that has torn strings? Whereas a watch, even if the watch is not moving, it's still a watch. And in fact, one could very much suggest that this entire discussion that we're having regarding the watch that stopped is really connected to a much more fundamental question. How does the halacha look at a watch that stops? Is a watch that stopped still considered a keli? Or is a watch that stopped not considered a keli at all? And why is this such a very important question? It's a very important question because the halacha will be, what would be the din if your watch stopped, but are you allowed to wear a watch that stopped? If it's a keli, so even we'll say you're not allowed to wind it, but maybe you're allowed to wear it. It's still a keli. If, however, we say that a watch that stopped is in general not a keli, it may be much stricter. And the same type of argument, why the Chai Adam approach is maybe strict, is discussed in the Shaias HaTshuvas Mincha Shloima, Chelik Aleph Simen Nuntes. He says that you can't consider a watch that stops no longer a keli, because he explains as follows. He says, when you speak about that harp that the Chaya Adam refers to in Masechta Erevin, so the harp that has a ripped string is a broken harp. However, a watch, that's the way the watches are constructed, that they stop, that they're wound up, and if they're not wound up again, they stop. He says that's not considered a broken watch. He says that's the way watches work. It's not that it's broken. Watches stop, and then they have to be wound up again. And therefore, he isn't as convinced that we have an Issa D'Oraisa, although he himself is machmer in the question of winding a watch that stopped. Clearly, he's machmer and is so quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kachosoy Perik Chav Ches Sif Yotes. But it's difficult to say that the Rav Shlomo Zalman would hold that winding a watch is an Issa D'Oraisa. On the other hand, there are poskim that are much more makel regarding a winding of a watch. The poskim that's commonly quoted that's makel is the Ponim Iris. He says that you could only be over the Isser of Makkah B'Patish when you're making something into a keli. On the other hand, something which is already a keli, You can't make it into a keli, and therefore you don't have the isra makba patish. And he says a watch that stopped is still considered a keli, and therefore, since it's considered a keli, it's mutter. Actually, I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef has a beautiful raya why there should be no isser of tikkun mana in the winding of a watch. And it's very much based on the opinion of the Rambam that we keep on quoting in his understanding of the isser makba patish. Our Gemara here on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis quoted Rav. The Rav said, "Hatoichiv yasei b'toich beis yad shel akardim." If you put the handle of a shovel into the shovel, Rav said, "Yechayev for boina." And all the Rishayim ask, "How could Rav say that yechayev for boina?" We know that the Gemara Masechta Beya Daf Yudeis brings the machlokes of Beis Halel and Beis Shammai, if there is binyan v'stir b'kelim or there isn't binyan v'stir b'kelim, and the opinion of Beis Halel is that ain't binyan v'stir b'kelim. So how could one, in constructing a shovel, be over binyan b'kelim? That's the question that all the Rishonim ask on Rav. In fact, the Rishonim, early Rishonim, that want to suggest that that is the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. The machlokes and agamah of Rav and Shmuel is around the topic of yesh binyan b'kelim or ein binyan b'kelim. It's a difficult teretz because it has Rav holding yesh binyan b'kelim, which is the opinion of Beis Shammai, not the opinion of Beis Hillel. But Tosfos says a very simple teretz. He says, when is there a halacha of yesh ein binyan b'kelim? Only when you're fixing a keli. But when you're creating a keli, everybody holds yesh binyan b'kelim. Another teretz is that when you need to do something professional, an umen is needed, that's when there's an issue of yesh binyan b'kelim or ein binyan b'kelim. But when it's something that's done without any great difficulty, there is no issue of yesh binyan b'kelim or ein binyan b'kelim. Winding a watch, says Rav Avadya Yosef, is certainly not a very difficult activity. And since it's not a very difficult activity, he says, therefore, it's not considered a ma'aser makba patish, and therefore, it wouldn't be considered usur under any circumstances. And so, too, other paiskim say, since that's the way these watches are made, that they should be constantly wound up, that's derech tashmishai, and anything that's considered derech tashmishai is considered not makba patish. However, as I said, most paiskim are machmer. The Mishnah Berurah is very clear. Chayodim is even clearer that one may not wind a watch on Shabbos. But what about if the watch is already working? And are you allowed to wind it up to it should continue going? Under those circumstances, the paiskim are much more lenient. There's a very nice tshuva about this issue in the Shaila Tshuvos Be'er Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Siman Samach Aleph. And he says that whenever you're doing something that isn't right now accomplishing anything, that isn't considered an act. He brings a very nice raya. We know that the halacha is that tefillin, when you write tefillin, you have to write them kesidron. Every word has to be written in the proper order. What is the halacha, says the Magen Avraham, in Siman Lamed Beis, Sifkaton Lamed Tes, where you have your tefillin, and you're concerned that the words are going to start fading. So are you allowed to cover those words before they fade? Is that considered that you wrote the word Shalai Kesidron? So the Magen Avraham says, since right now when you're doing this activity, the words are still fine, that isn't considered an act of ksiva. An act of ksiva is only when you're accomplishing something. Here you're not accomplishing anything, and therefore it's not considered an act of ksiva. Similarly, he says, right now your watch is working. since right now your watch is working, the halacha is it's not considered an act of ksiva. Rabbi Avadya Yosef brings another raya. He brings a raya from a Noida Behuda. We know the halacha is that meat has to be salted within 3 days of the shechita. Says the Noida Behuda. Let's say it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos in the morning, where the meat is still within 3 days. But if you don't salt it now, by the end of the day, it's going to become over. It will be past 3 days old. What is the halacha? Are you allowed to wash it now, or you're not allowed to? He says, since right now there's no problem with the meat, the only issue will emerge later in the day. If what I'm doing right now is not a maisa tikkun, we don't care what will happen later. And therefore, they use the same argument when it comes to the watch that's already moving. That the watch that's already moving, one, is not doing anything, it's still working. And therefore, winding such a watch is not considered tikkun mana. The Debre Tzina Rav in that tshuva quotes a story that happened in his city where there was a Rav during his speech, during the drosh on Shabbos, wound his watch. And even though the minig in that city apparently was that they didn't wind watches on Shabbos, they understood that he was doing so with his mutter. He quotes the Michas Elazar, that the Michas Elazar himself did not wind the watch on Shabbos, but he would ask somebody else to wind the watch on his behalf. And if winding a watch was usur, then obviously he wouldn't be asking someone else to do it. And he similarly quotes the Divrei Chaim and his son, the Divrei Yechezkel, were seen to wind a watch on Yom Tov. So we see that winding a watch on Yom Tov is mutter. It's interesting, just to get off the topic for a moment, that there's also a tshuva from the Ber Moshe in Chelik Vav Simen Lamed Beis regarding toys that need to be wound up, and are you allowed to wind them on Shabbos? Are you allowed to wind the spring on Shabbos? He says, since the toy is a usable toy, it's a toy even if it's now wound up. Of course, it may be more usable or maybe more fun when it's wound up, but it could be used just as well. The doll or the wind-up toy can be used even when they're not wound. That, he says, is certainly not considered tikkun mana. He says tikkun mana is only when I make it into a keli. Here, I'm not making it into a keli. It's already a keli from before, and therefore it would be mutter. So to go back to our question of winding the watch while it's still working, given the explanations that we just gave, it's mutter. The Das Torah from the Marsham also seems to take the approach that it's mutter. On the other hand, as we quoted the Mishnah Berura seems to take a strict opinion, and he says one may not wind the watch while it's still going. The words of the Prima Gadim in Simen Shin Yud Gimel in the Mishbitzai Zohov Sif Katan Zayin are as follows. V'shamati Shirav Godel Echad Omer L'Chalik Shemrak M'hifsek Hashoyim Pulosoy Osu L'Archoy, that only if the watch stopped may you not wind it. Avakozman Shudayim Pol Mutel L'Archoy Shiyam Shech Lifoyl, as long as it's working you still can wind it up. And he says, V'yesh mokum l'chilukzeh. And he says, there's good room for this place, for this halacha. And therefore, many paiskim are makel. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, very much along the type of reasoning that he follows in different halachas, is that we have here a svek sveka. He says, first of all, there's a suffik, if you may even be allowed to wind the watch that stopped. The opinion of the Parim Iris that we quoted a little earlier. And even if we'll say that while the watch stopped, you're not allowed to wind it, certainly when the watch is still going, there it's a svek sveka. very much along his line of reasoning. In other places, he takes the approach by svek sveka, we could be maker. One more question that comes up in winding a watch, and that is, could you wear an automatic watch? When you wear an automatic watch, as you're wearing it, you're winding it. So certainly, if we take the approach that we just quoted, that while the watch is working, there is no isser. So here, you're not even winding the watch. You're just wearing the watch. Certainly, one could be more makel. But even if we take the approach that you're not allowed to wind a watch even while it's working, there is room to be makel in wearing an automatic watch because it's a davar she'eino miskaven. And there are many poskim that hold that a davar she'eino miskaven by an issur d'rabbanan, and it seems that the winding of a watch is, according to most poskim, certainly while the watch is working, no more than an issur d'rabbanan. So it's a davar she'eino miskaven. My intent is just to wear the watch. Even though as I wear the watch is wound up, that would not be considered a ma'aser of tikkun mana and would certainly be mutter. Moving the handles of a watch, there the poskim are very makel. That means if you have the watch and it's moving and it's working and you just want to get it to the right time, there the poskim are much more makel and they take the approach that you may certainly move the handles of a watch. And I saw, in fact, that even though we quoted that the Michsa Lazar didn't wind his watch while he was working by himself, he asked someone else to do it, to move the handles to the right time. He even did it himself, because that's not considered, in his opinion, a Maisa Tikkun at all. However, the Paiskim do warn us that many battery-operated watches, when you pull out the winder to move it to the right time, stops the watch, and then when you push it back in, it starts the watch. That, of course, would be usur to cause the watch to stop and start. That would already certainly be considered usur according to all paiskin on Shabbos, to cause a watch to stop or to cause a watch to start. In general, which is not the subject of this shiur, there is a discussion amongst the Paiskim about wearing a battery-operated watch. And the Paiskim say that even though there is room for a concern that if you wear a battery-operated watch, as we just discussed, you may be either a strong issur by making it stop or start, or if you have the watches that have buttons that cause light to go on, etc., we have no right to make gzeiros. We have no right to make our own gzeiros, and if Chazal didn't say it's usur, one may wear such a watch on Shabbos, of course, being careful not to move it in a way that should be over an issur.